Manyama, Jali, Ule, Biliat, Kuzwayo, Sangweni. Well, those are just a few names from a list of star players that have moved from one club to another in this transfer window. It has been hectic and at times controversial. Remember the three players that Pirates were supposed to send to Chippa United and some of them flat out refused? That's what I'm talking about when I say controversial. Some moves stalled whilst others were completely swift, all in the name of squad improvement. And now it is time to say goodbye to the transfer window, at least until the madness restarts again in January next year. Hello and welcome to the Sokala Duma Radio. This is the Transfer Rap and I am your host Nkululeko Nkeu.
Sokala Duma Radio.
On the show today, we'll bring you updates and news stories from the world of football. You'll also hear from some of the MTN 8 semi-finalists. We'll play your opinions via voice notes following the developments from the midweek game between Orlando Pirates and Black Leopards, a game which saw Thamsa Ngagabuza walk out in response to being booed by his own supporters. The big question then is, what do you think is a professional way for players to deal with negative reactions from fans? Of course, the number as usual, 066-171-0346. We have some of your voice notes. Let me read a few of your Facebook messages and we thank you very much for your response. As usual, as always, every week when we send out the hot topic, Tato Tukelo says Gabuza is a professional. He should act like it. Many players have been good, but leaving the game like that is clearly playing for fame and not for the love of the game. How do you deal with criticism? By trying harder and by ignoring the criticism. That is from Mutato Tukelo. And then Max Mamba says, it's unfair to Gabuza. Fans must know football. Nobody is perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. Simple, straightforward. That is Max Mamba. And lastly, John Edgar says, if you're a player, don't listen to supporters. They will always say negative things. I know how it feels to be judged by people, those who have to support you. I blame Gabuza for leaving the field, but I don't blame him for being sad. He's a human being. He has feelings. That was John Edgar wrapping up the Facebook messages that we have. We'll play, like I said, some of your voice notes as well. Also in the show, because of this talking point, we'll also speak to a Bafana Bafana legend who, during his playing time, had to endure a lot of abuse from fans. It will be an interesting take from him. I would love to hear what he has to say about this.
Afternoon, it's Sikani Khople here in Katu. The best way to be professional is to leave the fans alone. You must concentrate on the game. Whatever reactions you are getting from the fans, you must just take it as a motivation and work hard. And then you must give them a positive result. They will be happy. Because you know most when you do a negative thing on the field, fans will boo you. But when you score again, they will be happy. So fans will always be fans. You must just concentrate on the field and then keep on working hard. Simple as that.
Every Wednesday, you can get yourself a copy of the Sokala Duma newspaper for all the latest stories and exclusive interviews with players. Here is what was covered on this week's edition of the newspaper. It's round two of the MTN 8 semifinals. There is a two-page review of the first leg and the preview of the second leg of the much-anticipated semifinals this weekend. Legends Mike Mangena and Fabian McCarthy also share their thoughts on these upcoming encounters. And on the Siya Kopoza special, agent Rob Moore gives us exclusive information on how the Percy Tau deal from Sundowns to Brighton went down. It's a fascinating one filled with great information about how these major deals are done. And newspaper editor Vuyani Joni spoke to newly signed Bidvest defender Robin Johannes, who moved from Cape Town to Johannesburg. He opens up about Wits' excellent start to the season, remember they are number one, and also reveals that City dragged their feet when it came to negotiating an extension with him. Even though he was a captain, he says that it appeared as if the relationship was one-sided and he was the one doing the begging. Moving right along, Chippa United recently dismissed their coach Dan Smalisela and replaced him with coach Eric Tinkler. Our journalist Celine Abrams spoke to the club vice captain Andile Mbenyane about the situation at the club. Don't miss it. Lastly, on the revolving column, Maritzburg United's Percy Hlendlovu opens up about his prospect of moving to bigger clubs. The midfielder also explains why the team has had the best start to the current season. Here's what the midfielder had to say.
Expectations are very high. Because it's the day on a high note. So we've set ourselves a bar last season. So everyone there expects you to like this season with this career. So I don't think this contest here in Kesayo Konagele for now. Team NG just need to step our game up because our expectations are very high and our opponents are very well prepared for us.
Catch all that great content and so much more on the latest edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper.
Sokala Duma Radio.
But I don't think it's actually only the players that are supposed to be in that situation, because as the club, as the fans, as the chairman, as the technical team, we all have a real role to play in it. As fans, we can get as much angry as we want with players, but as the club itself, should provide the channels, to deal with off-the-field incidents. Like, if fans, they read on Landuza a feedback from his fans to his players. They hear what the players say to his fans. You can see that the player 18, like, for example, Kapuza, you can see that Kapuza has been under pressure from his fans for the last three years at Orlando Pirates. So the club should give a platform for players to go to counseling, meet up with a psychologist, have that issue some way or the other resolved, get the player to talk about the way he asked Ivangayo before taking everything upon himself. Because now what Kapuza did, he did nothing like to resolve this match, because now most fans are even more angry. And then if the fans are not happy, you know what's going to happen? You're going to take out the frustrations on the coach. What's going to happen at the stadium won't be full, there won't be fans attending the game.
A lot has happened over the past few days. The national team squad was announced, Mamelodi Sundowns were knocked out of the CAF Champions League, and South African Rising Star earned himself a move. In case you missed it, here are some of the top stories that made headlines in the world of football in the past 7 days. Bafana Bafana head coach Stuart Baxter has announced his squad for the upcoming African Cup of Nations qualifier. The South African national team will welcome Libya to the Moses Mabhida Stadium on September the 8th, and here is the full list of the squad that were called up to the team. Itumeleng Nkune, Ronwen Williams, Darren Keat, Ramahle Mphahlele, Mojeho Modisha, Siyanda Xulu, Innocent Mayela, Thulane Hlatshwayo, Sifiso Hlanti, Buhle Mkhwanazi and Dean Furman, Tebogo Mokoena, Siphesihle Ndlovu, Hlompho Gekana, Sibusiso Vilakazi, Bongani Zungu, Kamogelo Mogotjo, Themba Zwane, Keegan Dolly, Percy Tau, Lebo Motiba and SuperSport United's own Bradley Grobler. Moving right along, South African striker Lebogang Motiba has completed a move to Ligue 1 side Racing Strasbourg. The 22-year-old has signed a 5-year deal with Strasbourg after leaving fellow French outfit Lille. And Egyptian giants Al Ahly have reportedly agreed to let Phakamani Mahlambi join Mamelodi Sundowns. That is according to AlAhly.com. The Egyptian giants have come to an agreement for the transfer of the 20-year-old. Since joining Al Ahly from the Clever Boys in 2017, Mahlambi has failed to hold down a regular spot in the side, making only 15 appearances. We wish him the best of luck there if that move does materialize. Moving right along, but still in Pretoria, SuperSport United have bolstered their squad with the addition of Zambian international Billy Mutale from Power Dynamos. Dynamos confirmed via the Facebook page that the 25-year-old has completed the move permanently to the Pretoria outfit. Kaizer Chiefs have confirmed their latest signing, stepping up a new left back that is a Ugandan international. Godfrey Walusimbi is 29 years old. He joins the club on a 3-year deal after being snapped up from Goma here in Kenya. And Mamelodi Sundowns striker Bongi Ntuli has secured a move away from the club after his unsuccessful attempt to secure a contract abroad. It has been confirmed by AmaZulu that the Pietermaritzburg-born striker has joined coach Kevin Johnson's squad for their Absa Premiership campaign, albeit on loan from Mamelodi Sundowns. Those are some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football. For more of them, check out www.sokaladuma.co.za.
Radio.
Yeah, this is Joseph Patswani here at Tenaman, Free State. I'm saying this is a trend that needs to be stopped, as it kills players inside and demoralizes their spirits. No player enters the field to have a nightmare of a game, so every player wants to perform to the best of his or her ability. So rather show support than hate. Players also need to know how to control their tempers and emotions and try to be cool at all times towards supporters. and that can make a huge difference.
Focus on their training, pray, and stay away from social media.
We're now joined on the line by former Bafana Bafana striker Philemon Masinga. Phil, thank you very much for joining us on Soccer Laduma Radio. How's it going, sir?
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much, man, for speaking to us. I suppose you are the most one of the most appropriate people to speak to, in a sense, because I remember reading something. I was reading a review, a historical review of Bafana Bafana. And one of the pages there spoke about the fact that you, as a former Bafana Bafana player, at some point had to be begged by the coach because you flat out refused to come back to play for South Africa because you were being abused by the fans. Let's touch on that a little bit. What were your experiences with the fans when you were playing?
Yeah, it was really hurtful. It was not easy to accept it because it was happening here in South Africa, where I thought I'd be more protected. I actually enjoyed playing away for South Africa than playing home games because away I had to play against supporters who are against my team.
And we now know that you scored the most important goal in the history of this country. You scored a goal that sent South Africa to their first World Cup. But before that, I want you to touch on what happened before. I'm led to believe by what I was reading that you had refused to come. What were the circumstances that led to that? What happened? Who persuaded you to come and score the most important goal in the country's history?
Actually, the whole thing started after we won the Africa Cup of Nations, and then we started playing a World Cup qualifying game for 1998. And I don't know what influenced supporters to be against me, because some of the games that I lost, I think I was playing well, and I was just getting booed. And for what reason, I didn't know. And most of the games that I played for qualifying for the World Cup, most of those games I was scoring.
Absolutely.
Yeah, then. And I really didn't know what was making supporters to pull me. And I think it was a task force behind it. But it was not a pleasant moment for me. And at some stage, I spoke to Jeff Parker not to call me for the game that we played. Actually, it's the one that we lost. Against DRC. It was DRC where McFish got injured. I excused myself and I said, you know what, I think this thing is affecting me. I'm doing well for my team in Italy. Always when I come back home, I go back to Italy with a spirit that is very low, and then my coach in Italy could see that I went happy when I was in South Africa, but coming back, the spirit was very low.
All right. And then now, actually, you should explore this more. Now, was there any psychological assistance offered to you, either by the coaches at Bafana Bafana level, Clive Barker and the staff, or in Italy?
Honestly, I was lucky. We had Clive Barker, who was a good motivator and who was like a father figure to all of us in the national team. And then my teammates, the camaraderie amongst ourselves was very strong. And we knew what we're capable of doing as individuals. And then we knew how to complement each other. Then, well, being with them, they'll always talk with me. And then I'll have Coach Clive Barker as well helping me out and telling me that, listen, Phil, we're not doing you any favor to be in a national team. We are here because we are one of the best strikers. We don't know what's prevailing with our supporters to be bringing you. But just go in there and play your game and play for us, because we are the most important aspect of us to be successful and go to the World Cup.
Right. And of course, the reason why we're talking about this now is because it's continued over the years. It happened to you in 1997. It happened to Augustin Makalakala in the 90s as well, because he was wearing white boots and people were familiar only with black football playing boots, and they were booing him. It continued over the years in the early 2000s with David Khatebe of Kaizer Chiefs. Every time he missed, they would boo him. It continued to Kingston Gata, who was continuously booed by Kaizer Chiefs fans. I remember Coach Stuart Baxter saying that the fans are foolish, and the fans didn't like that when they're being called out for their behavior. Now, a few days ago, this continuation happened again, where Thamsanqa Ngakabuza assisted an own goal. He crossed and created a goal for his team after missing a few opportunities, and he took out his jersey and he threw it to the crowd, and he substituted himself forcefully. As a result, he got a red card for that. Now, the reason why we're talking to you is because this continues, this behavior from the fans. Let's touch on Thamsanqa Ngakabuza's incident. I'm sure you've been asked by a lot of radio people about this. Let's touch on that. What was your impression on that? And what do you make of the whole situation?
Firstly, I'll like to say it was unacceptable, the conduct that Thamsanqa Ngakabuza had it on the day of the game. Two wrongs doesn't make it right. I don't condone what the supporters were doing. They can't continuously be booing somebody. Give him a chance. He's got the right to criticize, but allow him to play and do his best. You know, yes, it's normal that sometimes when somebody misses a goal, supporters will react angrily. But allow him to play. Don't stop him from playing. But what Ngakabuza did, it was worse than what the supporters were doing. You can't throw. You can't be throwing a team's jersey, and I mean, you go and provoke supporters and say saying they must substitute you. You know, the worst could have happened. Probably the supporters could have thrown measles to Ngakabuza, and then he gets injured. That it was totally wrong. It was really not a good conduct at all. I know it was hard. He couldn't take it anymore, but he just needed to be strong. And then he must know that he was not doing it for those supporters only. At a grandstand there, he was doing for millions of Pirates supporters. And then he had his teammates who were calling him to come in. Because I think on the day, he was doing well. Just unfortunately, he couldn't convert goals that he was supposed to be converting. But he was doing well.
And perhaps I understand what you're saying. Is there, because I've had conversations as well as a football person with people about this, and I mentioned this one thing that, and I'm sure you have similar experiences, from childhood up until this point, every time I've ever gone to a professional game to watch a professional match, whether it's Bafana Bafana or the PSL games, something is constant. There is always supporters seeking a substitution, wanting to be coaches. Supporters abusing players. Do you think that there is a lag, perhaps, in the understanding with supporters that they're supposed to support and not be against their team?
Exactly, man. You know, not all the supporters in South Africa are doing that. You know, you can watch Celtic when he's playing.
Sure,
those supporters that they are singing for the whole game, the whole 90 minutes, without criticizing their players, and maybe after the game they do. Criticize some of them for not performing to their best level, but they are there to go and sing, not to go and judge players. You know, players are human beings as well. Sometimes they might have a bad day. Sometimes somebody might be missing goals, but that person, even if he's missing goals, might be putting 150% effort on a game. Then they are just human beings, but as well as we are players. Sometimes we should be strong for projects like this, you know. And for someone like Gabuza, who I think is one of the senior players at the team. He must be showing young players how to handle things like this.
Mm.
And then there's still some other young aspiring soccer players who want to know why Gabuza was doing what he was doing, you know?
Mm. All right, before we let you go, Brafil, and we thank you very much for your thoughts, do you think there is a way back? Do you foresee him in the Buccaneers shirt again?
It's going to be a mountain to climb for him to convince those supporters that he still respects the Pirates jersey because he has thrown it away. That is a very serious offense. If you were doing that in overseas, supporters will be angry with you forever. You can't throw the jersey away. You must appreciate the jersey. Lots of young players are aspiring to wear the jersey. Lots of people, they want to wear the Pirates jersey. You just throwing it away. That is the wrong way of expressing yourself.
All right, I know I said the last one. However, I'm just thinking now that we have the MTN 8 semi-final second leg. Just your quick predictions. Kaizer Chiefs against SuperSport United. It's 2-2 from the first leg. The second leg, what do you think is going to take it on the second leg?
I think Kaizer Chiefs have been improving each and every game that they are playing. We know that the coach arrived in the team in the middle of the preseason. And it's not easy for him to have a good combination that he wants, and then put his philosophy to the players. It is slowly or gradually happening going forward. But I think they played well against First Half, and I thought they'll wrap up the game. But you know, First Half they fought back, and I think those players they must be disappointed wherever they are of Kaizer Chiefs. Will go to this game trying to get something out of it. And they are looking for a trophy. They've been not getting any trophy for the past 3 years.
So you would give it to Kaizer Chiefs?
I'm saying they might have an edge of turning around things, but it won't be easy against SuperSport as well. Because they are on top form now. They are doing well this season.
All right. And then finally, your former team is trailing 1-0 against Cape Town City. They go into this semi-final second leg having been dropped out of the CAF Champions League competition. So what do you foresee winning this one?
On their day sundowns, they can turn around things anytime. I mean, they can go on there and score 3 or 4 goals. They can manage to create more chances than most of the teams in the PSL. But Benny, his team is tough as well to track. It's going to be a quite interesting game. But I'll think they'll give it to Sundowns. They have to get something for the supporters.
All right, Brafil, well, thank you very much for your thoughts and your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Jonga ke ngoku kwangoku mna ngendlela endiyibona ngayo yonke le nto lena. If i-teams ne-league ngokubanzi, league especially, ibihendlisha izinto zokubhuyishwa kwe-players ngolu hlobo ihendlisha ngalo izinto xa ngaba ku-invadwe ibala zii-players noman sorry zii-supporters, if bebeyihendlisha ngolo hlobo laa nto leyana, bangajongi into yobana bona ngabo kumoshwa okanye umzekelo kujongwe icala leleague uba iphethe kanjani, iplayers iyaza ziphatha njani or i-supporters ziphethe kanjani kwicala lokujongana neleague nje qha. Bakhe bayihoye naleyo bhuyishwa kweeplayers zii-supporters, because akunaba kanti kwezi khamera zingaka zibekwayo westadium abanawukwazi ukupinpointa abantu ababhuyisha iiplayers babakhuphe baleni bangabikho, because awunawulindela into biplayer iyawubhuyishwa for 2 years. Ugabuza le nto is been happening now for 2 years if I remember, or more, ibhuyishwa every time zii-supporters zePirates, but akubekekho mntu uyihoyileyo loo nto leyo. So ngoku xa ngaba yena ezifilisha iitim idala le nto ingahoyo ayibona uba makayenze kolaa hlobo enze ngalo, uzawukhangeleka eblameka. Futhi mna andiboni into ibangela into babeka uzawublameka kuyo yonke laa nto. Mayiyitreyithe ileague laa nto leyana ngolu hlobo ithitha ngalo xa ngaba kungenwe zigaisupporters apha ebaleni, makizame uyisombulula laa nto ngolaa hlobo. uhlukane nogabhuza because ugabhuza akho nto irong ayenzileyo ube rayithi ngalanto ayenzileyo and nezinye iplayers uba noba zingayenza laa nto leyo zawuba zirayithi uba ngaba le nto ebhushwa kwazo ayide ijongwe ngoluhlobo yiligi yethu because yiligi efana ubuyihenglishe laa nto leyo nee-clubs ezi ngezihenglishe if ii-clubs beuza kwi-solution if ii-clubs bezinothatha ii-PROs zenze laa nto zazikade ziyenza PROs bezizawuyazi uba ngobani yeyiphi ibranch ebhuyishayo because mostly wonke umntu oyebaleni kwibranch uba kwibranch ethile if akakho ngokwibranch ethile ubacangwayo loo branch ngeke ungakwazi uyazi into yobana okay umntu becangwa ibranch ethile ngubani okanye ulolu hlobo ngumntu ololu hlobo then uzawukwazi uyinantsika ii-footage ziba khona kunojonga into ezilola hlobo but ndiyayazi ke yonke into izawuyosiwa ukugabhuza kube nguyo rongo akarongwanga nezinye iplayers ndizilindele uba zingawuyenza laa nto fanga bazibhushwa.
Well, the fixtures are coming in thick and fast. Bidvest Wits is opening up a slight gap at the top with 4 wins from 5 games. On Tuesday, Black Leopards hosted Orlando Pirates and they lost the game 2-1, which obviously resulted in a controversial incident as well, which we are talking about at the moment. SuperSport United continued their good run of form by winning 2-1 at home to Chippa United. Kaizer Chiefs lost a 2-0 lead against Bloemfontein Celtic at home on Wednesday. The match ended in a 2-2 draw. Baroka FC and Highlands Park cancelled each other out in a 1-1 stalemate. Golden Arrows, the same result, 1-1 against Polokwane City. Bidvest Wits continuing their good vein of form with a 3-0 victory against AmaZulu. Gift Motupa, Dion Hoto and Mxolisi Maxhupu continuing their good run of form. Cape Town City looked like they were going to lose the game until the last minute on goal, assisted by Craig Martin, helped them out away to Free State Stars. The game ended in a 2-2 draw. Taking a look now at the fixtures, it's the MTN 8 semi-final, as we've mentioned, and it's going to be lit because Kaizer Chiefs are going into the second leg with two away goals. They are now hosting SuperSport United at 8:15 on Saturday. Here is what the SuperSport contingent had to say about the game.
We want goals coming from, you know, all our attackers and midfielders as well chipping in. You know, even if it comes to, you know, set plays, we also want to, you know, try and get goals from, you know, those areas. So I'm very happy, you know, I'm very happy to get goals from, you know, our attacking players, which is very key. It gives them a lot of confidence. They become different players. They play with a lot of confidence, which is very important.
Yeah, it is an advantage. You know, we always try and look at the advantages when you're playing a team. So when you look at Chiefs now, they didn't have a good start this season, so we must take advantage of it. You know, we won yesterday. We needed a win for it's a motivation for us for the game coming on Saturday. So we need to take advantage of that, as we say. So, yeah.
Still on the MTN 8, the second fixture of the weekend in the MTN 8 is Mamelodi Sundowns. They will host Cape Town City. They are currently trailing Cape Town City by 1-0. That game will be played on Sunday at 3 p.m. Taking a quick look now at the fixtures in the National First Division, Ajax Cape Town in a Cape derby will be hosting Stellenbosch FC on Saturday at 3 p.m. Maccabi hosting another Cape side in Cape Umoya United, who drew 0-0. With Ajax Cape Town midweek, Cape Umoya United, the travelling side, to Maccabi in Gauteng. Mbombela will be hosting Witbank and Royal Kings hosting Pretoria University. Takuma Tsamatsebandera hosting TS Galaxy. Those matches played at 3 p.m. on Saturday. And then on Sunday, there are three fixtures, with the first one being Jomo Cosmos hosting TS Sporting, Royal Eagles travelling to Richards Bay FC, and Ubuntu FC Cape Town travelling to Utongati on Sunday at 3 p.m.
From my point of view, Gabuza has been playing football for so many years, so he should understand the reaction of the fans and he has to be strong enough so that he can handle any situation upon the fans. Or if he's not happy, he should leave the team. I don't have any way that he could do, but let him play the football that he knows so that he can be happy with the fans. But if the fans are not happy, then let it go. I don't blame him for what he did yesterday. He did what's best for him.
Thank you very much for listening. As usual, I hope you enjoyed the episode. I really, really appreciate your response from Facebook and on voice notes. Appreciate as well the input from Phil Masinga and everyone else that always gives input on our shows. Catch more Transfer Rap, which will be the weekend special next week. For now, it is goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.